Good morning, everyone. Lovely seeing you all. I'm so blessed to see you all. You know what? I'm really nervous. Really, really nervous. Because this is my first sermon. And it's a testimony for myself. I'm a church avoider. And I'm here preaching now. So God is good. It's just amazing how God works in life. I was somewhere, like, I was like, no, church is a no to me. And I'm here now. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. So, before we start, I want to show a video so that you can look at a video that I have. Yeah, please. Thank you.
That's heavy. What does it mean to see your true self? Isn't that why everyone's here?
Come look at the true mirror here. It's the world's only mirror that doesn't reverse your image. So for the first time, you're seeing yourself without that flip. The big thing is that we have so much information about who we are in our eyes. And our eyes change when you flip them. They change to where they actually stop working. Like when we're smiling, there's light in our eyes, and it's light with meaning. And it's like, it sparkles, it's beautiful, it's lovely, it's like, wow, you know? And you get to see that in the true mirror because you see the meaning behind the sparkle. And then I show them the backwards mirror and I go, yeah, that's who you've seen your whole life. And they go, whoa. And I say, that's how it's been for the whole human race. I go, whoa. So there's really deep and profound significance to this experience. Okay.
And oh my God, it's so different.
Right, right.
So that's from your brain,
He and I had this relationship, this me and the guy on the mirror. And it was like looking at my best friend, my double. And he looks just like me. He is me.
Some people are really moved, either positively or negatively, in where they see things and they start crying, and it's because they kind of get shaken.
Yeah,
there's your smile the way it actually is.
No, he's not even joking.
But other people, like immediately, there's a huge amount of joy. Like, oh my God, now I know why people like me, you know? And then they start crying because they finally see something that's beautiful and special that they never saw before.
I think noticing the flaws and the imperfections in my face, the asymmetry, looking at myself from a new perspective illuminates those a little bit. So looking past that and seeing that I'm so much more than what is on the outside anyways is hard, but illuminating.
It's pretty profound, you know, because we are these shells, but we're so much more. And we don't get that so much more in a mirror.
Where there's light, there's dark, and you can kind of see maybe some of the pain or maybe some of the neglect and maybe some of the areas in our past that has manifested itself in our faces, which is very interesting.
Which is actually very interesting and a good reflection of you. You know what I mean? That, again, gives you depth of character and purpose that, you know, a lot of people don't go there. You know, we shut all that off. And the beautiful thing is if you get in touch with it and explore it and open it and expose it to light, and it can grow and be what it needs to be. Oh, you're doing great.
Thank you.
All right. So, I'm not a mirror expert, but it is about mirror. Yeah. So I will be talking about mirror. So I want to say something to you first. You cannot see yourself without any reflection or without a mirror or without a phone capturing your image. If you don't believe me, you can try it right now. If you're trying, you're looking like a fool, yeah? You cannot see yourself. That's what I mean. You need a reflection to see yourself. And while I'm saying that, I found out there is a true mirror as well. So the mirrors that we have in our houses, entire, they are reversible mirrors. So they are showing you something reversed. So the thing that you think you look like, you might not look like. Yeah? people perceive you something else. So this true mirror is a clever arrangement of two right angle mirrors. So it just shows you a non-reverse part of you, a very closer look to what people perceive you. Yeah. So most of us have spent our entire lives seeing ourselves in ordinary mirrors. But when we look in the true mirror, we might, you know, it's as the video said, yeah? Somebody like, whoa, how do I look like? Do I really look like this? And some were crying as well, seeing at themselves how I look like or how they look like. So the main thing, the main chapter that I'm going through is James 1:19-25. If you have the Bible, you can turn to James 1:19-25. If you don't have it, it's on the screen. All right, I'll read it. So it says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to this word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do it, what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror. And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." Amen? All right, so this is the chapter that I wanted to talk about. God kept on talking to me about this past week since I heard, like, I'm about to preach. And I was like, okay, what am I about to preach? So God talked to me about this. And it was a hard time until this time, you know. I had to leave it before I speak it. I was like, no. So how does it go? I asked God. So God is so good. He's guided me this whole way to this point to say this message to you, yeah? So how I do it and how, you know, how God has helped me do it. So the version that we are seeing and the true mirror is the closer to what other people see every day rather than the reverse image that we are used to. So it's very unfamiliar. That's what we are looking at, the true mirror. It's very unfamiliar. And we have a defense mechanism in our brain. And it's like, oh, it's unfamiliar. Yeah? And if you use a true mirror and see yourself, you may feel emotionally shaken, and your mind may struggle to comprehend it because your brain is not used to seeing what is unfamiliar, especially when it comes to your face, your being. You're very close to it. It's you. And it is very hard to, like, see, oh my goodness, is that me? So I really want to pause here, and I want to leave a bookmark for you guys. We will come back to it. So when people really see themselves in the true mirror, they say, really? Is that me? And I'm here to tell you, yeah, that's you. And that's really you. But the beautiful thing about it, I'll tell you the beautiful thing. So the beautiful thing about it is when you keep on seeing this thing, one day, 2 day, 3 day, or the fourth day, your brain adapts. Your brain starts liking it or loving it. It starts appreciating it. And brain is an interesting thing. It can learn and unlearn. So it begins to function differently when it is exposed to the truth. Because that's your true maze, yeah? That's the truth. So it is exposed to the truth. So it begins to function differently. And pursuing truth can be harder, but it sets us free. So John 8:32 says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Amen? Truth will set you free. So, the whole chapter, it talks about two mirrors. I don't know if there was a true mirror back then, but the mirror that it is speaking about is the Word of God. You're seeing yourself in there. And this mirror includes something very significant. They're very interesting. It speaks. And you got to listen to it. It's not like mirror, mirror on the wall. It's not like that, yeah? It won't show you who is the fairest of them all. No. You got it, yeah? Somebody got it at the very end. But this mirror speaks. If you are finding it hard to consume this, God has used vivid imagery amplification. For example, on I think it's in Matthew 13, it talks about his kingdom being a mustard seed, yeah, and it growing into a tree, and birds coming to make the nest on it. It's amazing, isn't it? Have you ever seen a mustard plant growing into a tree? It's the saying of Jesus. That's what Jesus said. A mustard seed growing into a tree and birds coming and making their nest in it. You know what? It is amazingly surprising how it is true because Jesus said it. And I checked it out as well. Yeah, they do make nest there. It grows, not grows into a tree, but it grows in somehow a bit big tall. And it said that it is not the preferable place for a bird to make the nest. But they do, you know. So it is true. That's how heaven is. Amazing. It can grow like a tree. A mustard seed. Amen? So that's how this mirror can speak. So the Holy Spirit speaks through James about this mirror. It includes listening. It is a mirror that speaks to you. So if you are still finding it hard to believe me right now, yeah, there was a burning bush in the wilderness which was speaking. Yeah, take one for that. So I've got a personal testimony to share with you. My parents have always insisted me to read the Bible. He was like, "Read your Bible." And I'm like, "Yeah, stop it now. You can stop it." Because I'm very bad at studying and Bible. I'm like, no way. I don't want to read the Bible. So because I had 2 ears, I was listening from one and then it was coming out of one. Always. But 2 decades of me struggling with this person called God, he decided to reveal himself to me. And I was like a born-again Christian. And I had no next clue what to do next. I was born again. He revealed to me. And I was like, "Wow, you are there. You are really there." But I had no next clue. And I ended up meeting with a person, a so-called a registered nurse called Rebecca. And she was going through her journey as well. And I got to know that she was going somewhere. She was going to a college, and it was a Bible one. Yeah. So I went with her a few times to the openings and stuff. So they would always ask newcomers to come over, and they would always advertise how the college is and why you should pursue it, why you should come and stuff, you know. And they would ask us questions, and they would let us ask questions as well. And everybody was asking questions instead of me, because I knew myself. I knew myself so well that I am not consistent enough to do anything. I might get very, you know, with encouragement. You know, I feel encouraged for a few hours, and then yeah, that's it. I would love to go there for a few hours, and then that's it. I knew myself. But the dean of this college was noticing it, that I was quiet. And she said, she asked me, oh, the gentleman over there, why are you quiet? And I explained the same thing about inconsistency and how I am and everything. So at the end of the college, we were at the door, and she was ushering us back to home. So I got to meet her again. And this wise woman, I love her now. I really love her. This wise woman looked into my eyes and said something. She said, "Young man, I know what you said back there was honest." She said, "Even if you don't come here, stay on the scripture." I was moved. She was gazing through my soul, I guess. I was like moved, completely moved. I was so moved, I came home and I turned on the TV and watched Netflix. I was like, what is this? Bad, so bad. But you know what? The thing that she said was ringing in my head. Stay in the scripture, stay in the scripture. And I saw there was a character there in the Netflix thing. So something sparked right there. So this gentleman was desperately looking for the newspaper to go to the toilet. Yeah? And I was like, wow, what's wrong with them? But something sparked there. I got to know that that's the same with me. I have phone in my hand. Even if I don't have phone with me, I'm not going to the toilet or something like that. Yeah? You know what? I decided something. Because it was ringing in my head. Okay, let's swap things today. So I swapped my phone with Bible. It started like that. It's really funny, but it started like that. You know what? Since that day, I always have Bible when I'm in the toilet. There might have been miss here and there. There might have been miss. It's been a year now that this incident has happened. But I am in the scripture. You know what happened when I was in the scripture? I saw how God spoke to me. I saw how faithful He is. How loving He is. How patient He is. I was hearing from Himself. So I was just not just looking at the word and reading it, but I was listening to Him. My perspectives were changed. I began to see how God thinks of me. I was being transformed every day without me realizing it. So I just decided that day was my, you know, something. So I heard how He created the whole world, parted the whole seas. He gave His only Son for me. I heard how He healed the lepers, the blind, and the deaf. But when I intentionally went in there, it came alive in my life. You know what? All this time, all this year, I was going through a lot. With my strength, I wouldn't be able to even move the pebble. I was like, all right. But I was knowing somebody. somebody greater than me, somebody had greater strength than me. You know what? If he can part the seas, if he can create the whole world, if he can just love me, he can do all things. You know what? I do not lack testimonies now. I do not lack testimonies. God worked in every part of my life, in every areas of my life. Because I knew how faithful he is. I'm like, oh my goodness, you love me. Why? He loved me not because I was lovely. Do I look lovely? No? Yes? Oh, thank you so much. But still, he didn't love me because I was lovely. He just loved me. His love. Amen? So this word of God, this mirror was showing me who was living inside of me every day. 24/7, he was staying inside of me. I was like, wow, amazing. He's living inside of me. Have you ever thought, like, has it ever happened to you when you've said bye to somebody and you are going in the same direction? and it's very weird. Yeah, it's very weird, isn't it? But that's how it is with God. You're going from church and you think like God is not there, but you are going there together because he's living inside of you. Amen? And how did I know it? I looked at the mirror. It was speaking to me. It was saying, yeah, I'm with you. What do you mean, you know, you're asking for things and stuff, you know, that I'm not with you. I'm with you. Never leaving you, not forsaking you. So Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There was a relationship now. There was a relationship created between me and him, which he had always looked forward to, but I never realized it until then. I realized it. Yeah, he wanted me with him entire time. And I was like a clueless man doing something else. And I knew I could trust him and trust what he says about me more than any of my thoughts. I began to understand how he is, how faithful he has been in all he does. But the main question became, who am I really to him? And that is really worth exploring. You need to understand who you are in Christ. It was speaking. The mirror was speaking. So John 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. The communication with the Lord, we need to learn to hear him. And prayer is the one way to hear him. Yeah? Have you heard, like, Amen is not the hanging up call? Yeah? Amen is not hanging the call up, you know? God still wants to speak to you. And in the mountains where God used to go and pray, or in the gardens when he used to go and pray, there must have been more listening than speaking. He must have been listening more to from his father than he was speaking more. He was there listening to his father, what he wants him to do, how he was guiding him, and how he was sharing love with him. So, give him time to speak to you, and you will realize that he doesn't stop talking. You know, recently what happened, everything is massive right now at the moment. God is speaking to me a lot of massive stuff. I'm like, okay, can I handle this? I'm like, wow, God, you are so good. He's revealing the things that are inside my heart, which I never knew it was there. It revealed. And then I was like, God, thank you. And you know what he said? I'm not going to stop there. I'm going to keep on speaking to you throughout the entirety and the eternity. Amen? He just speaks to you. Amen? So learn to hear from him. So 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18 says, rejoice always, pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Pray continually. Yeah, you can speak, express, but listen as well. Maybe that's where it says, listen smoothly. Amen. So I want to talk about a few what God has spoken. So when you are looking at this mirror, what do you see? Who do you see? How God sees you? The question is there, yeah? So the scripture is the true mirror. When it shows you that you are healed by his stripes, or let me say, when it calls you healed, do you see that you are healed? Isaiah 53:5 says, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. You know what? Some of us might be struggling, wrestling with something at the moment. I do not know this. I do not know what you are going through. You know what I'm presenting? I'm presenting hope that God has just brought it in front of you. Hope. You are hope. You restore. Yeah, that's how the song goes, isn't it? He's hope. He restores everything. Everything that is broken, not just heart. He just restores. Amen? God is so good. He's the restorer. And he is the ultimate hope. So you might ask yourself, really? But that is the truth. Truth over facts. I am not denying facts. Or being ignorant about them. But I'm choosing to believe in the greater reality of God. You know what? The facts has not the word, the end word in my life. God has. It doesn't have that final word. Facts don't has it. Doesn't have its authority over me. But the truth has. God does. I'll tell you about some facts. Lazarus. You know Lazarus? Yeah, amen. Lazarus was dead for 4 days. Fact. That's a fact. But the truth is, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. I'll tell you another fact. Goliath was taller, bigger, and stronger. Fact. That's a fact. But the truth is, the battle is the Lord's. There is another fact. Abraham and Sarah were too old to have a baby. 99 or something like that. Whatever. That age. Oh my goodness. But the truth is, nothing, I want to repeat it, nothing is impossible for him. That's the truth. And I think it's the word for somebody right now. There's another fact. There were 5 fish, 2 loaves. You know what the truth is? God is really poor at maths. 5 × 2 = 5,012 baskets. That's the truth. Amen. God provides. God is good. I'm sorry. I dissed you, but still. God, you are good. Amen. So our understanding of facts and God's truth matters. We need to see who is on our side. Amen. So when it says you are healed, you are. You are healed. And I'm not saying, because I'm saying it, don't take it for granted, you know. Because Matthew 24:35 says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Or Isaiah 48 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. When it says you and your family are blessed, those circumstances, you might not feel blessed. Yeah? Or pressure that may be hurting you or pushing you somewhere, you are blessed. The true mirror reflects so. When you see in this mirror, you are blessed. And you are like, really? Am I blessed? Yes, you are blessed. The true mirror reflects so. And I want to say something. Circumstances are not the mirror. Second Corinthians 5:7 says, for we live by faith, not by sight. So God loves faith. God loves it. Have faith in His words. He's the man of His word. Truth over feelings and truth over any of your senses. So this is how we are in His words. Romans 8:37 says, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. So you are called more than a conqueror. So to conquer something, you have to conquer something. Have you conquered anything? Yes, you have. That's the whole message today. That's the whole thing that I'm conveying today. He's saying, yes, you have. Because what Jesus has done on that cross, yes, you have conquered. You are more than the conqueror. Amen? So Genesis 12:2 says, I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. You are not just blessed, you are blessing to another. You are a blessing to another. Philippians 3:20 says, but our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do we see a citizen when you see the true mirror? Colossians 3:12 says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. You are chosen, holy, and dearly loved. That changes everything. Changes everything. You are dearly loved. I go back to James 1:6-8. It describes about doubters. Yeah? As like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind, and as a double-minded. This is not a condemnation, mate. Not a condemnation. This is showing, this is revealing what this character looks like. Because when we are exposed to a truth, we say, really? Really? Is it true? But James 1:25 here comes and says, encourages you to look intently, to focus, to give eager attention and concentration to this mirror, the word, not forgetting what you've heard, but continuing in it. That is what sets you free. And it comes with blessings. So, you are not just healed, you are called to heal others. You see, you are in a different position now. You are not just blessed, you are a blessing to others. You are not just a receiver, but you are also a cheerful giver. Once there was an uncle. We found him in the pit. But that uncle was stingy. Yeah, very, very stingy. So, few of the people offered help. to this gentleman. Yeah, they said, give me your hand, I will help you. Yeah. But this gentleman, this uncle would always say, no. I don't, no. They said, they kept on pursuing him, like, give me your hand. I'll help you come out. But he continually saying no. So the crowd was there. A big crowd was there. And in the crowd, there was a closer relative next to. So he saw his uncle over there. And he said, so what are you doing here? So they are trying to help and everything, yeah? So he said, so what did you say to him? So they said, give me your hand. We will help you come out. And he said, because he knew his uncle so good, he said, no, you are saying it wrong. He said, you should be saying, I give you my hand, and he will reach out. So he said, yeah, I give you my hand. Come on. And so he reached out and he come out. Yeah. So the whole thing is, the whole point of this story is, don't be that uncle. Be a cheerful giver. Yeah. You are just not a receiver, but you are a giver who is a cheerful one. So you are not unworthy. You are chosen. You are not unloved. You are dearly loved. So what does it mean to obey now? How do we obey? Why do we obey? Do we obey out of obligation? No. But are we thankful to God? Yes. So when you are thankful to God, obeying Him should become very natural. It's a natural response. So when you are swift to hear, and you are walking in the Spirit, you begin to listen to Him more, and He has commissioned us now. Because a mirror reflects what is in front of it. In the same way, our lives should reflect Christ. Reflection is not just about what we see on the outside. It is about revealing who we truly are in Him. When we know our identity in Christ and learn to listen to His voice, obedience becomes the natural response. We do not obey out of obligation. We obey because our lives reflect the one who we belong to. So Luke 11:27-28 says, as Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you. And he replied, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. You see, the association didn't matter. Yeah, I'm chosen. I'm the son of God. Yeah, I am. I'm blessed because he blessed me. All right, that's fine. But leaving it out, that what mattered. Again, I'm saying it's not an obligation. James is not saying, yeah, you earn it for the salvation. No, James is not saying that. James is encouraging you to, through Holy Spirit, to obey it with your thankful heart. That's the fruit that he is asking you to grow there. But God will do. You won't, yeah? It's what God will do in you. So what to obey now? So Acts 1:8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So he has commissioned us to be the witnesses in the Judea, Samaria, and the end of the earth. So we are the witnesses. Matthew 10:7-8 says, as you go proclaim this message, the kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Be sensitive in spirit. Listen. God wants to do awesome things through you. Aren't these awesome? Healing the sick, raising the dead. Very impossible, isn't it? If you are looking in that reversible mirror, then no. Have faith in him. This is not my word. This is God's word. He has given us the authority. So there's another testimony. So we had said our testimonies and then some gospel to one of a Hindu couple. So they had a relationship issue. So they came forward to us thinking that we can solve it. Yeah. They said, we can solve it. I was like, well, why are you here? I don't know about this thing, what you are going through. I can't even counsel you, nothing. No. I didn't say that, but I was feeling like this, yeah? So while we were having conversation, I prayed. I prayed to the Lord. I'm like, I can't do nothing, but you can. So lead me in this conversation. Say to them what you want to say to them. So we had a big conversation. You know what? At the end of the conversation, that's the biggest compliment that I had. It's, you know, it has stayed with me ever since, you know. So they said, whoever this Jesus guy is, we can see it in you. Hands down, that's the biggest compliment I had. I have chills in my hand when I, you know, when I get reminded of it. Whoever this Jesus guy is, she said. Said, we can see it in you. And the next one was, so we have annual thing. What is it called? Annual supervision with a manager. So we went back and forth. They are saying things like how you are, what you are planning to do, what things are going right and what things are going wrong and stuff, you know, in your life. Generally as well, at work as well. And I was like, yeah. So she let me speak more. So I was speaking, yeah, I'm blessed. I'm blessed with this work. I'm very thankful that I've got this work. You know, yada, yada, yada. So she let me talk a lot. And then, yeah, I said, yeah, it's very good. Going well. I found God. I have a child now. And, you know, I'm blessed. That's what I said. And you know what? Now it was her turn to respond. So have you ever, like, you're writing and you're speaking? Yeah, like S-H-E-K-H-A-R, Seker, or, you know, we speak it. So she was doing that. You know what she said? So she was writing, and she was talking to me same time, and she said, you are kind, you are caring, polite, compassionate. I was like, hold on a second, what was that? What was that? It was the exact prayer that I'd done in the morning to the person who I was talking to. That was Jesus. I said, you are caring, you are kind, you are polite, you are compassionate. I was crying in front of her. I was like, it's weird. I'm sorry. It's weird. I'm sorry. I was crying. But she said, yeah, it's okay. It's all right. She comforted me there. But that's what happened. And these are the two biggest compliments that I had, you know. So Galatians 2:20 says, it is Christ who is living inside of me. That is the truth in the mirror. We came back to the mirror. It is Christ who lives inside of me. I'll tell you one more thing. Oh, I'm about to end in somewhere now. I'm sorry, I'm speaking a lot, I guess. So, I think I need to call the iPhone company, something like that. You know why? Because Priyanka has her phone with face lock, face recognition, yeah? And it hasn't done another face recognition. But whenever her sister looks at it, it opens. I'm like, what is this? What is this? She can spend the whole thing. And I'm like scared of her now, but still. I'm saying it was recognizing, and it always opens. If you don't believe it, when she comes, you can try it, yeah? It just opens. Oh, what? Yeah? So If there is a spiritual phone that Jesus has, and it has a face recognition to it, you know what? It will open. When you look at it, it will open. How amazing it is, isn't it? You might not even realize it, but someone next to you has seen it. Changed. You are changed. Mate, you are changed. I don't know you. You were not like this before. You're changed. And you know what? It's not me. It's him. So you are no longer just asking for healing, blessings, or more love. You are a healer, a blesser, a peacemaker, a conqueror, an obeyer, and a citizen of heaven. Can you acknowledge the exposure? You are exposed to this truth now. Can you acknowledge it? Can you bear the truth? Can you live it? Can you look in the mirror and say, yes, that's me. Yes, that's me. And when God is waiting for you to hear from him and commands you to do something, are you available? Yeah? To be the witnesses. To heal the sick, raise the people from dead, drive out the demons, whatever it is. If God asks you to do it, are you available to do it? Available to obey? You know what? The answer is surely you can. Because the true image reflects so. It takes time to adapt. But look intently into the true mirror. Listen to him and obey. So I would like my band to come back. I think we'll be having our communion sort after. So yeah, that's the true image that I was exposed to. And I was like, oh, God, you are amazing. Amazing, whatever you are. You are amazing. I'm like, wow, my life had changed. This is my first sermon, and I never thought that I would be blessed like this. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm just overwhelmed with his goodness. Sorry. I never thought I would cry in my first sermon, you know. It's just, yeah. So this is how I see myself in this mirror now. This is how I see myself in the mirror. I'm completely a new creation. I'm blessed. And I'm a blesser. I'm not a complainer. I am a man with a complete confidence with God. I'm still. I walk in divine health. I am not signing a peace deal with sickness. I am healed and called to heal others. I am protected. I am a forgiver. I am not driven by my feelings. I have the peace that passes understanding. I love my neighbor even when they have given me a hard time. They have. I'm joyful. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm loved. I'm a child of God. I'm chosen. I am redeemed. I am saved. I'm not lost in any situation. I am guided. I'm not fearful of any man, only God. I am free through Christ. Christ lives inside of me. Amen. Christ lives inside of me. That's the true image. That's what God was conveying to you. Christ is living inside of you. You need to understand who you are.